When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. We have a lot going on. We've made it, baby. 7 months. We wait all year to get back to football season. And it has officially arrived. Week one, NFL, pain day, Thursday night, Friday night, Sunday all day, Monday night. We're back in the mode now. College, we just got off a full weekend of college football. It is all happening for us. So we will go through plenty of week one preview and season preview as well here tonight. And we have a lot of MLB happening. I'm always chasing taters, as we know, so we're looking for some dingers tonight. We'll see if we can find those. We have several other things to kick around as well. Mike Carver with you. Sans Joe, as Joe's out on assignment, and he is, the last I heard, the reports that I got, is that Joe is searching for Mike Norvell and Billy Napier, who took all his money this weekend in college football. So he's looking for, he's stopping at Gainesville. He's going to look for Billy Napier, give him the business about Saturday, and then he's going to go look for Mike Norvell down up in Tallahassee afterwards and see if he can find him after that gutless performance last night. So instead, and just about every Tuesday, I believe, is our man George Kurtz who's going to be hanging with us. George, how are you, my man? How's it going?
I'm doing well. You know, I do a pretty good Gabe impersonation, but I can't do a Joe Lisi impersonation.
Yeah, it's hard to do Joe.
It's hard to do Joe, right? It's a little rough, yeah.
It's hard,
but you said, man, we are T-minus 48 hours till the opening of week one here, until Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson get it going. All right, we got the big made MLB slate tonight. Yankees starting in about, what, 3-4 minutes here?
Yeah.
And, you know, even our beloved Islanders, Mike, you know, 5-6 weeks away till puck drop.
Yeah, we're getting real close, right? I mean, October's the best, right, George? Because you get everything in action. Everything's in play once you get to the month of October. But I'll take this over the last 5 or 6 months, George, being at this week where we're finally back to the NFL. And as you mentioned, yeah, we're about 48 hours away till they kick it off. And we will discuss that game plenty here tonight. And then don't forget, George, we got a Friday night game this week, of course. Friday night game in Brazil, which I'm still trying to figure out why the hell they're playing there. I get money. That's the real root of it. But it boggles my mind, George, that they're going to go play a football game in a place where they're telling everybody they can't leave their hotel rooms. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But that's what they have going on in Brazil on Friday night.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the I don't care when baseball does it or the NHL does it or the NBA for that matter. You know, you play 162 games. Football, you're playing 17. Those games are important, man, to lose a home game like that. But you already said it. I know the reason why. It's money, 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 money. That's the only reason why. And I thought this might be the first of a lot of Friday games. Then you find out that due to antitrust, it can't be. The NFL is not allowed to have a Friday night game after the second weekend of September. So that's not going to happen, apparently.
They'll find ways to change that if this is successful. They'll find a way.
Oh, it'll be
they always do.
You and I both know the ratings will be through the roof Friday night.
Well, it's don't forget, streaming only on Peacock. That game. Only streaming on Peacock, the Friday night game. So that's another thing.
That.
I don't think... Yeah, that's another
Peacock,
thing
so
that...
No,
yes, I do as well. But I think that that's something that also a lot of people are getting jazzed up for this. I don't think they realize they get the... They have one of those coming at them in week number one. They're used to it at the end of the year. You know, they're like that late... Last year, they had the late December Saturday night game. It was Bills and the Chargers was on Peacock. And then they snuck the Chief-Dolphin playoff game on Peacock, but now they're going to hit you right out of the gate with it, George. Right out of the gate. And I always scream and yell, and everybody who listens all the time hates hearing me say this, George, but since you know, I'll say it to you as well. You've even probably heard me say it listening at some points. If I pay George all that money for the NFL Sunday ticket, I should get every single goddamn game that they put on all year. I don't care what it's on. I don't care what it is. If I'm giving them almost $500 for the whole entire season of their NFL Sunday games, I should get it all. I get whatever games are on Peacock, whatever games are on ESPN, whatever games are on Velo. I paid them all that money, George. I should be entitled to every single game on my app, whatever it is. I should get them all.
Well, you'll get no argument from me. Right, I'm the same way. I get the Sunday ticket. I mean, damn right. I am. Listen, I'm happy this year that YouTube's going to have where you can...
Yes!
You can do your own games, right? The Mega Box.
Yes!
I love that.
You can choose the Quad
love
Box.
That. Right, the Quad Box. That's what I was trying to say, yeah. So, yeah, I love that idea, and I certainly use that. Most people know that I have the 6 TVs in the room here, so now I can watch, I guess, 9 games easily at one time. Won't be missing any. So, yes, I like that a lot. But you're right. I mean, I know someone, it's been broken down on Twitter, X, whatever the hell you want to call that platform, many times, how much it would cost you to have... Yeah, the Sunday ticket, Peacock, Prime. What else do we need? I'm sure that I know I'm missing things. That's not all. It's just not those three. Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
It's absolutely out of control with what they do with this stuff. That's for sure. So we will be involved in plenty of baseball. Excuse me, plenty of football tonight and plenty of baseball as we look right now. 8-0 Orioles. As they go to the bottom of the fifth in Baltimore. Another big effort by the White Sox here tonight, George, who are just steamrolling their way to... So right now, I saw this, me and Scotty did this on Coast to Coast today. They come into tonight at 31-108. So they are just screaming towards what, George, 125 losses? Right about there? Right, 125
I'm starting to think
losses.
They may not make the playoffs.
I'm starting to think that too. Could we get a Gunnar Henderson homer tonight, George? Could we get that? Can Gunnar homer here? I mean, he's 1-for-2. He scored twice already. He's walked. He's getting nothing like getting your fourth plate appearance of the night in the fifth inning, which is what Gunnar's about to get. So it would be helpful if he decides to go yard here and get us cooking there. The Nats lead the Marlins 5-1, top of the sixth in Miami. We could use a little burger time from Miami. You know, Corbin, we get on Corbin a lot here, George. Corbin's actually, I go
Corbin's
after him all the time.
Me.
He's actually
killing
been pitching
me.
Well lately. Like, he's, you look at his last few starts, again tonight, 5 innings. You know, he's got 6 innings, no run, 6 innings, 1 run. He's actually got a couple of decent starts. This is his third decent start in a row that he's had.
I've stopped betting again. I was going to bet against him tonight anyway, but I've stopped. I'm done. All right. He's just losing money for me because I would bet against him every start, but I probably stopped about 2-3 starts ago.
Yeah, it's I might have to stop going after him too with the homers. Listen, burger time against the lefty. He's cooled off a little bit though, Burger. He had that real hot. First, like 20 days in August, and he's now kind of cooled a bit in terms of the home run ball. Rays lead the Twins 2-1. Rays were actually a slight favorite tonight, George, over the Twins, which is always surprising to see. The Twins have played well. Blue Jays up 6-3 on the Phillies. There was a bunch of homers early in that game on the Blue Jays side. The Mets just got a 2-run homer from Lindor, and they lead the Red Sox 2-0 bottom, and they're going to the top of the fifth. At Citi Field. Braves lead the Rockies 2-0, top of the fourth. Scoreless at Wrigley. Skeens on the mound tonight. We'll get into this when we come back, George. I need them to actually, I know they're not going to pitch in more than five innings. I need this guy to have every time out, like, no-hit performances so I can win that NL Rookie of the Year ticket. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Kurt's in for Lisi tonight on the grid, Sirius XM 159. We're back. We're rocking it Tuesday night right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi. Sans Lisi. George Kurtz in for Joe. Sirius XM Channel 159 Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard with us here on a Tuesday night. As everyone's back off of the long holiday weekend, and we are now ready to rock here for the NFL season. Hell of a catch by Jose Ramirez just now in foul territory, running, basically caught it looking backwards to end the inning on a foul pop-out. So nice play by him. Maybe he can homer tonight too for us. Here's something you're going to learn, George, real fast with me. I only play home runs now in baseball.
Believe me, I see it on Twitter.
Yeah, I know you see it. All night, George. I'm just basically sitting here just asking people to home run. That's pretty much what it's what it's become. We're just looking for home runs every single night. And then, of course, Joe, he's got, like, you know, he can't just play the over in a game. He's got to alt the over, like, four runs higher, you know. So, like it's Yankee Rangers was 8.5 tonight. He'll be like, I got an 11.5, 12.5. You know, you got to alt it as high as he possibly can. So that's usually how it goes around here. I wanted to bring this up with you because I mentioned Skeens is pitching tonight. And it sucks, George, because I think that we thought, you know, like a month ago, month and a half ago, that there was, like, no doubt about it. If he pitched the entire year, he was going to win Rookie of the Year. No questions asked. It's a done deal. And then, like, for whatever reason, like, the Pirates fell out of it. And I don't even think necessarily George and Skeens pitched badly, you know, in any of those games. It's just the Pirates kind of fell out of it, and he fell out of the scene. They cooled after he started the All-Star game. And then this Jackson Merrill just starts hitting game-tying homers in the ninth, walk-off hits, game-ending catches, all that. And now this guy's minus 950, George. I mean, you got to be kidding me here. I had a nice award parlay that I got a few months back, because as you know, George, we can't get that in New York. We're shut out of the awards department in every sport here in New York State. So I believe I was either in Jersey at the homeland, at the home base, or I was in PA on, I might have been when I was in PA with the kids at Great Wolf Lodge, wherever. But Judge MVP, Scooble Cy Young, Skeens rookie, three-man parlay. And obviously, George, two of those are in the barn. And it seems like I'm not going to get Skeens now. I mean, God, he's plus 750 now, George. I'm finished.
Yeah, I mean, you already said the reason why. All right, as soon as Pittsburgh fell out of it, they had no more incentive to have him go deep into games. None. Right? They were going to control his innings somehow. Either they were going to end the season early, or they're going to do what they're doing now, where he's pretty much, you know, throwing five innings, six at most here. You know, he'll also get an extra day of rest between starts. It's just the way every team believes now. Every rookie pitcher, young pitcher, gets shut down or slowed down, whatever way you want to call it. And then Merrill just went berserk. Not only is he hitting all those homers, but they're big homers. Right, we're not talking 9-0, he's making it 12-0. He's hitting big home runs, 19 that'll win games. The latest one off Edwin Diaz, right? It's a combination of both there. It looked decent at one time, but I was always wary of it because that's just the way teams go nowadays. I think you sort of got screwed when Jones got hurt, right? His partner in crime there with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because that seemed to be when we lost the pitcher and we can't hit as it is. Without those three, they're not a very good team.
Yeah, it was super unfortunate because he was like minus 2,000 or minus 3,000 at one point, like in late July. And then all of a sudden, August changed everything. And I was hoping that maybe it would change again in September, but they have incentive to pitch him more than four or five innings every start. They're going to keep pitching him, George, because they know that people are going to show up at PNC on the nights that he pitches. And that's why they're going to keep pitching him. That's what they care about.
I know they got the new rules here. If he finishes second, do they get something for that? They might.
Well, I know you bring this up because of the Dominguez thing, right?
I knew about it anyway, but yet the Yankees won't get anything for Dominguez, so that's not the reason they're not calling it. But you don't want to get me started on that, okay? Because I
well, I actually do want to get you started on it, quite honestly, because you know how I feel. Me and you have discussed this a lot in the past. I'm an extremely, extremely down on the Yankees for years. I don't like the way the organization has been run recently, especially in the last 5 to 10 years. I think Hal is who's the guy I always compare him to? Oh my God, the son on Succession. What is it?
Kendall Roy.
So everybody, Kendall Roy. He's Succession. Kendall Roy. He'll never be his father. It just never will. And Cashman stinks. They will never win with Boone as the manager. This stuff with Dominguez just drives you nuts, George. It absolutely drives you nuts. Because if you wanted to put the best team on the field, he would be in the lineup every day. It's just that simple.
He's your third best outfielder. All right, behind Soto and Judge. It's not even close. Verdugo, Domingos is not even close. It's not a match. All right, but I don't know if Cashman doesn't want to admit that. By the way, when he signed, traded for Verdugo, really? Fine. Verdugo was the guy who was going to cover until Dominguez was ready. That's all Verdugo was going to do. No one's blaming you for signing him. Not at all. And we needed, the Yankees needed left-handed help. So fine, but it didn't work out. He's a good fielder, not a good hitter. And he's, 1/40th of 146 batters since May 1st? What are we doing here? What are you doing here? It doesn't make any sense that they won't bring him up here. You owe nothing to Verdugo. Nothing. He's a free agent at the end of the year. He won't even be on the team next year. It just boggles the mind here that they won't do this. I don't understand it. You bring up Steinbrenner. George. All Hal wants to do is make money. He's not George.
That's it.
George wants to hell-bent on winning and fire everybody. And he was crazy, but that's what he wanted. Hal only cares about winning, and the game has passed Cashman by. It just has. He's not been good for years now. Forget about Boone. Boone is a figurehead. You look really close, you can see the puppet strings. He's there for two reasons, to make in-game moves, to and the media.
I know, but I feel like the team takes on his personality, which is just not good enough. It just isn't. It's awful, George. It really is. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz in for Joe tonight, who's... he went to pay Mike Norvell a visit to try to get some of his money back from last night. So that's where Joe is. Hit Burbell's here as well, as always, getting ready. Now, what did you just put, Matthias? What did you just post? And I'll get to Bill in a moment. Matthias, what did you just post? Not another UFC card tonight. Who's fighting tonight?
Oh, yeah, Mike. I'm on the UFC. It's Tuesday night, baby. It's Dana White's Contender Series during the summer. Let's go. Every Tuesday night during the summer, he has his little Dana White Contender Series.
Summer's over.
It's not yet. The summer is not over because the Contender Series is on still. And if the Contender Series is on, we're still in the heat of summer, baby. Let's go. And it's hot. It's 100 degrees out here in the West Coast. It's hot.
Well, one of my kids went back to school today, so summer's over. So that's it. That's how it goes, as far as I'm concerned. George agrees with me. That's when summer's over.
I'm squeezing right now, Mike. I have a dog right here at plus 165. He's trying to finish him in the final minute of the second round. It's a tight fight. I'm nervous.
You and these UFC fights, the Contender Series on a Tuesday night. You got to be kidding me. Let's kick things off here on Tuesday night with Bill in Idaho to get us going here. Hi, Bill. How are you?
You're gutless. Did you think I was going to let this go? Georgie boy, Kurtz, you stand strong in there.
Here we go.
Don't let Carver push you
around. First of all, let me just say this. Why do you need to have... What is the purpose of you giving us a fake name? We're going to know it's you right away.
He went in disguise. He went through disguise. I can't believe it.
You could have even... Joe's on the phone.
No. I didn't want to prep you. Okay? I heard it.
I said you're paying him a visit.
All right. So you know what? Just to show the type of guy that I am, it's podium time. Just because I'm not on the show.
Wow, George, listen to this. Joe's got to repent all of his sins from the weekend from college football betting. We're going to hear it right now from Joe. Let's hear it.
All right. Not my first loss. Certainly not my last. It was a terrible pick for Florida State. They're dead to me. DJU and Mike Norvell need a kick in the ass. That's besides the point. I love the card on week number two. I'm coming after you. And, Georgia, you stand strong. Don't let them muscle you around. You stand in that hole. Don't worry.
Who's muscling anybody around? What the hell?
Don't walk around with the billy club, my way or no way. The Church of Carver. Not going to happen on my watch.
Hey, what happened at LSU Sunday night? You didn't go to the podium for that.
You're nothing but a turncoat. And don't worry, that made bulletin board material. You're Fredo to me. You're Fredo.
What happened to Florida on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, it was a bad week. Bad week. Trust me, I know.
Brian Kelly smashing the table. What was that about? Brian Kelly smashing his fist on the table.
Week one to week number two. I'll see you next week. Have the picks ready on Friday night. That's all I'm going to say.
Do you know?
Have them ready.
Do you know what I went this weekend? Do you know what my record was in the pool in our picks
six
this weekend?
6-1. I know.
Six and one. 6-1.
First quarter. Just remember.
Hey, you're the encyclopedia of college football, not me. Remember that. There he is. I guess he's gone. Bill from Idaho. I guess he disappeared. That was it for him. How about that, George? A little appearance from Joe. He was that upset that I had to tweet out that he was looking for Mike Norvell to try to collect some of his money. He was upset.
I guess that assignment he's on isn't all that deep. I guess he was done with that. Good for you.
Did he drop the mic on the way out, or do you think his phone call hung up?
I don't think he dropped the mic because he got hit with the billy club by Brian Kelly. So he definitely didn't drop the mic on that one. Wow. Joe, very upset. Joe will be back with us tomorrow night.
Maybe.
He should have kept the Notre Dame music. He'd be a winner.
I think that that's something to discuss. I think that that might be one of the reasons why he's in the position that he's in. He bashed the music that we used for the college picks last year. He went and got his own music. I stayed with the true form, the Rudy music, and I went 6-1 this week. And he had a 2-2-5. So, no good for him. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. George Kurtz in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. George Kurtz in for Joe tonight. Why did he go with the Bill from Idaho routine? Let's just say Joe's on the phone. Joe, we can call in. What does he got to sneak around for? I don't understand that. I don't know why. I'm going to give him the business about that.
He wanted to make an entrance.
He should have played that music that he now plays underneath his picks on Friday nights if he wanted to make an entrance. That would have made an entrance for him. Music that he's got for
Raw
his picks.
Style.
Like an entrance theme, yeah, when the wrestlers come out, they play the music.
You can't see me.
A couple of things here, George. First of all, the Angels and the Dodgers are getting together tonight. Walker Buehler against Reed Detmers starts in about an hour out in Anaheim. Dodgers minus 180, totals a flat 9. There was a story earlier today, and we talked about it momentarily on Coast to Coast, that the Angels were going to do nothing for Ohtani tonight, George. Did you see that? That they were basically, like, you know how, George, when somebody comes back to where they used to play for the first time, you know, I mean, even I used to kill the Islanders for this stuff all the time. Like, you could play 4 games with the Islanders. They give you some big video tribute, like you were Mike Bossy every time that you came back. And apparently there was a report that the Angels weren't going to do anything for Ohtani. But allegedly, that has changed, allegedly, as we say. Apparently, George, they do have, like, a – something up on the video board. Welcome back, Shohei. 2018 Rookie of the Year, 2021 MVP, 2023 MVP, two-time Silver Slugger. I don't know if they're also going to play a video or anything, but it doesn't put it past the Angels to have some pettiness, George, because they're pretty good at that. They're not good at winning, but they're good at stuff like that.
Listen, if you didn't hear about this today, then you weren't paying attention to the news because it was all over the place, right? And I think they were trying to use that. Well, you know, in the freeway series in March and spring training, well, we did have a little tribute. You know, I don't know exactly what it was, but I guess
we
had a little something. You know, so they're trying to save face here. And then, you know, it was reported, I think I saw it on SportsCenter earlier tonight, that apparently, you know, with the contract he signed with the Dodgers, Ohtani and his agent, they went to the Giants, the Blue Jays, and the Angels to match it or do better. The Blue Jays and the Giants matched it. The Angels did not, because the owner, Moreno, doesn't believe in deferring contracts, which is kind of silly when that's all the advantage towards the owner, by the way.
Right.
To the team, that's a player actually takes a financial, I'm not going to get into the numbers, but it's less money over time. So weird that he wouldn't want to, maybe it's an excuse not to do the deal. He didn't want to spend that much money on him. Kind of silly. Ohtani pays
excuse.
For himself. So I think you're right. A lot of pettiness going on here.
Typical Angels. It really is. Typical Angels. The Anaheim Angels. I'll never call them Los Angeles, George. Ever. Never call them Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, Paul, you could be my age, and you got to call them California. Back in the 70s,
yeah,
right?
Well,
you
know, that's they true. Were yes, Angels. Yes, the California Angels. You're very right about that. Paul Goldschmidt homers for the Cardinals. How about that? After saying today, I'm not retiring. I got of course he's not going to retire. He's got another year left on that huge contract that he signed. I wouldn't retire either if I was him.
Damn right. Pay me.
All the money that he's got coming his way. But he homers, and the Cardinals now lead the Brewers 3-2. And they've gotten homers from Hoskins, Ortiz, and this Churio, he's been on fire, George. That Jackson Churio, he homered again tonight. Wow. Unbelievable.
He's figuring it out, too. That was a great call last night by Bob Uecker, by the way, if you're a Uecker fan, on the Grand Slam by Churio. That was fun.
I love that he's still doing it.
30 years old, still getting it done.
About a $1.30. Bob's still in the booth getting it done. Schwarber homered for the second time tonight as well for the Phillies. So now 6-4 Blue Jays as he's taken the Basset Hound deep twice. I believe that was, yes, the second one was his 30th of the season. So Kyle Schwarber back. He was a little cold for the last week or two. And now tonight he gets it going for them. Elsewhere, 9-0 still, Orioles and White Sox. Although I know that Gunnar Henderson's coming up. Can this guy homer, George? Like, come we need to get excited here tonight. Like, let's go. We need to get somebody to homer and really get us cooking here.
Well, he's not coming up this inning. The Orioles just made the third out. So
FanDuel always fools you with that. You know, they put the next guy's name up, and then it still has the two outs on it, but now I see it. And, of course, the screen that I have it on, George, is about, like, 45 seconds behind everything else.
So. Well, that's the worst thing about, you mentioned the Peacock game on Friday night, is that I can't go on social media. Because, you know, you'll know the play first.
Not even,
right? Because Peacock's about 18 minutes behind.
Yeah.
You know, so it's very frustrating. Can't go on social media. Can't follow it on FanDuel either, by the way. I mean, follow the baseball games there. I don't mind missing a baseball, but I don't want to miss a football play. So it's frustrating with the streaming services.
But that's the way they're all they've got the advantage on everything now, George. They got the advantage even more with that, being able to how far behind the streaming is to everything else in every single sport that they deal with. There is two other games tonight besides that Dodger Angel game. You have Mariners A's also in about an hour at the dump in Oakland, where Luis Castillo goes tonight. He hasn't been very good. And this Ginn is going for the A's. He stinks. But it's only -154 for Seattle in a flat eight. And Arizona's in San Francisco. Ryan Nelson and Kyle Harrison with the Diamondbacks at -120, who, honestly, George, need to get back. You know, listen, they were so hot for so long. But they got it kind of brought back down to earth a little bit, losing 3 out of 4 at home to the Dodgers this past weekend. So now they'll get back to beating up on everyone else, probably.
They gave up a truckload of runs, too. I think that's the bigger problem.
They sure did. It got smashed. How many games they scored double digits, the Dodgers, in that series? I think it was 3, right?
Was it 3 games? I still might be a little worried about the Dodgers. A lot of it. I mean, as far as you know, your Super Bowl, yeah, I guess where my head's at, World Series champions going here. I mean, Glasnow, remember when that was a day-to-day injury and then he was definitely going to be back first day from the IL, and now, oh, maybe he'll pitch again in the regular season. We'll see. That's fun. That's Glasnow's always hurt. Yamamoto, don't know when he's coming back. Kershaw, now he's got the toe injury. Bueller, who's going tonight, that's not Walker Bueller. I don't think we're going to see Walker Bueller this year.
No.
Maybe in the offseason, get some rest, he figures it out for next year. But they're asking a lot right now of guys who are on the IL and Flaherty and Stone. I think Philly's the team to beat. Maybe San Diego.
Yeah, you know, they haven't been very impressive either, George, Philadelphia. You know, they got out to such a hot start, and they've been able to just coast, really, since then.
Maybe they could turn the switch. You know, maybe you're right. They could just bored.
I hope so, because I don't want to see the Dodgers get in there. But sometimes it's the hot teams, right? I mean, Arizona showed you that last year. Get hot and you roll everybody. You think the Mets will catch the Braves?
You have Gabe Morency on line 2 in about 2 seconds.
You think the Mets will catch the Braves? They're only a half game out of them.
I do. And I don't think it's anything about the Braves. I mean, come on, Mike. This team has been snake bitten. I mean, yeah. Strider, Acuna, you know,
but it's
Ryan,
the Mets.
Albies. It's the Mets, but they keep. I don't know how they do it. I'm not saying I don't hate the Mets, probably, because I'm a Yankee fan. Right? We're gamblers. I'll bet on the Mets any night that they can win me money. That's all I care about.
It seems like the only games they've lost too in like the last 3 weeks are games that Diaz blew in the ninth.
They could have
won like 20 in a row if Diaz could have saved a couple other games. Like they just win every single night.
Ways to win. Even tonight. Every time I look up at this game here, there's runners on base for the Red Sox, but they can't drive them in.
Can't do it.
But
Peterson's pitched great. He's on the mound again tonight. He's in a little bit of a jam here. 2 on, top of the 6th, and 1 out with Yoshida up. We'll see if he can get out of it. Carver and Lisi, Kurtz in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us here on the grid. Carver and Lisi, Carver sans Lisi, Joe's out, George Kurtz is in, which will be the case pretty much every Friday. What day is it? It's Tuesday, George. Pretty much every Tuesday here throughout the football season. George will be in the mix with us. That's because Joe's very busy, and usually Tuesday is the night, like we said. He's got to go find all the coaches around the country who did him wrong, and he has to go have a word with them. So that's why Joe can't make it on Tuesday nights anymore to CNL.
I used to play hockey. There was this guy, and we actually, one year we named our, it was a men's league, we named our team this because Frank couldn't play on Tuesday. So the name of the team was FWOT, Frank Works on Tuesday. And I bring that up because we were always wondering what kind of work Frank did. And it may be that Frank currently is with Joe Lisi talking to these coaches. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's very possible. Very, very possible indeed. I have a draft coming up later tonight, George, which I really don't do too many anymore. Because you know what it is? Ever since they turned the light on in New York, like I find myself, George, more interested in the prop, playing props every weekend, you know? And I've gone from like having 6 fantasy teams to having 4 to having 3, and now I'm down to 2. Because I just felt I was rooting against too many things, right? Like it became too much and I wanted to pick one or the other, so I picked I just picked playing props and rooting for my bets and stuff like that. But I still have these 2 leagues that I do, and I'm not going to let them go because one's with one group of friends and one's with another group of friends, and I don't want to leave those leagues. I've been in them for way too long. But this is a keeper league, George. And now George is a draft expert.
So he knows everything that's going on. Keeper league, you keep four players. Doesn't matter. Doesn't do anything with taking a round away or anything like that. I've had Josh Allen for like the last 4 years, and I'm not getting rid of him. I've had Derrick Henry for the last 3 or 4 years, and I thought about getting rid of him, but I figured I'm going to give him one more ride, George, since he's now in a new offense with Baltimore, and he's probably going to get a lot of gas, especially on the goal line. And then I have Zay Flowers and Devonta Smith as my receivers. Now, I've done very well in this league the last 3 or 4 years, and I've kind of paid the price for that. I've lost some guys in terms of they've gotten older, they're not good anymore. So I have Flowers and Smith. So I could use some help, but probably wide receiver is probably where I want to look first, George, when I get my pick 8th in the first round here coming up.
Hey, but you've got the number one quarterback. It's either Allen or Hurts, yes, in most leagues that are going one. Derrick Henry, you're keeping, by the way. There's no argument, yes, there. It's a top 10 running back. Yes. And Devonta Smith, you've got a wide receiver 2. Zay Flowers, you got a borderline 2-3. So you actually, it's a really good start there. Well, now, what pick you got in the first round?
I have the 8th, so it's done right by where you finished the year before.
Yep, that's the way it should be, by the way.
I made the playoffs and lost in the first round, so that's why I'm picking 8th. I won the league the year before that. I lost in the championship the year before that. So like I said, I've been pretty good because of I had Allen and Diggs. I threw Diggs back this year. I've kept Allen and Diggs the last few years with that combo in Buffalo. So what usually happens in this league too, George, is all the rookies go in the first round because you want to scoop them up because it's a keeper league. So like Marvin Harrison Jr. and Neighbors, like those guys are going to go fairly quickly here to start this thing off. So I don't know what I'm going to be left with, George. It seems like I could have Kenneth Walker, maybe Alvin Kamara, maybe Trey McBride. You know, that's kind of where I'm going to be looking because in reality it's like a 5th-round pick, right, George? Because there's 4 keepers for every team. So that's kind of how it looks, and you got to try to grab if you can get one of those good rookies. But I don't think I'm high enough to get that, George, in this one. So I'm probably not going to get one of those really good guys.
Not at 8. 8's going to be a little tough. I mean, yeah, you're going to be able to get a rookie like well, it's a name you may not like because you guys traded the pick to Kansas City to get him, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to take him to in the first round.
I probably wouldn't. In a dynasty league, it'd be a little different. A keeper league, I probably wouldn't. Right. I can tell you this. When it comes to keeper leagues, what I tell everybody, including dynasty leagues, play to win this year. All right, the people who are in your league sounds like it's been going on a while, but a lot of people are so worried about taking players that might be good 2-3 years from now. You don't even know the league's going to be around 2 to 3 years from now.
Yeah, this is 15 years in this league. It's like the 14th or 15th year of this league.
What time is this draft, by the way?
It's in the second hour. It starts. So.
You're a little work and draft at the same time. My home league, by the way, draft is tomorrow. I actually moved it. It was tonight.
It has to always be after the last preseason game and after the roster cuts, right, George?
You should know.
You can't do it any time before that. These guys, I know that there's. They do these drafts in July and all that.
Mike, you and I are parents. We're husbands and everything else. The hardest thing I do all year is set up a draft. Okay?
It's not
the hardest thing because all you idiots, oh no, I can't make the draft and I gotta rearrange my sock drawer. I hate it. But my home league is going on year 36. Starts the draft is tomorrow night at 9. But setting up
a
draft.
What year did you say? How many years?
36. We've been doing this since 1988.
36 years, this league. How about that, George? That's outstanding. And you run it back each year. There's no keepers, or there is? You run it back every year, fresh draft?
It's a 3-man keeper league, but you do lose the round. Lawrence.
My baseball one is like that. So I lose it in baseball. My big one that I'm in for baseball, it's by round, like whatever round you keep the guy.
Yeah,
but this
that's
is
probably
just
the way most leagues do it. Super flex league. I'm in 9 fantasy leagues, and I'm in another 20 leagues, Mike.
Nine?
I can't say no. I did one with the guys from the writers from Sports Grid. So sorry.
Okay.
We did one there, I think last week or 2 weeks ago. That was my 8th, and I said yes to another one. For some reason, the guy needed an extra body. I'm like, I'm not around. I think I was doing. I can't do it tonight. He goes, well, it'll auto draft for you. Can you just make the do your roster? I'm like,
taking the auto draft.
I call it. That's what the name of the team is. Team Auto Draft. But just don't use my name on this thing. But I'll do it. Sure. Why not? If I beat anybody, they should be ejected from the league.
Carver and Lisi, George in for Joe. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SiriusXM 159. George Kurtz in for Joe. Tonight and every Tuesday going forward for football season. We will go through, actually, with George, all the games for week number one in the NFL in the second hour. We've been waiting to get that cooking, and we are going to do that once we get past the top, and we'll talk. Because I know I usually run the second hour a little bit, so everybody wants to hear George break down all the games, and we're going to absolutely do that. Guardians now lead the Royals 2-0. As the Guardians are starting to, I guess you could say, pull away in the AL Central. They've got it up to 3.5. They've pushed the Royals back to 4.5. They've kind of been holding that for a while, George, right? It's like between like 2 and 4 for really the last, like, I feel like month and a half, 2 months, they've kind of had that same lead in that division. And those other two teams just haven't been able to reach up and grab them. Right behind them. And they're pushing the Royals back here again tonight if they can somehow get this win. Man, Houston's going to run away and hide. Now, George, can you believe they're going to run away and hide after how bad they were in April and May? What a gutless job by Seattle and Texas not being able to bury the Astros. Awful.
Are they the best team in the American
yes.
League?
Yes.
Oh, man. This hurts.
Now, look, anybody, I don't think they're really as good as all the teams they've had the last few years, George. I don't think they're as good as any.
Oh, neither do I. I would agree. I don't think they're that team. I don't think they're a World Series contender, but it just shows you the problems the Yankees have, the problem the Baltimore Orioles have. There's nobody in the Central, Cleveland, Kansas City, Minnesota, whatever, that I think is really a true threat here. And I don't say that to be encouraged. Maybe it's because the Yankees always do well against those teams. Maybe that's it. But, yeah, Houston. And, I mean, they've been safe. Valdez is Valdez again, right? Arrighetti's been fantastic now over the past, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Hunter Brown's been good. You know, Verlander, okay. I think he may be toast. He may be done. Maybe you don't have much there, but yeah, and they're doing this all without Kyle Tucker, who should be back maybe this weekend off of the team. Listen, as a Yankee fan, it's anybody but Houston, all right? Anybody but Buzzer Boy, because you'll never be able to convince me that he wasn't wearing a buzzer there. Never. My wife didn't want me to take my shirt off. Get the hell out of here. All right, at least come up with a better excuse than something I could possibly buy. My wife. Oh, come on. You know, no, you'd never be able to convince me of that. But yeah, I agree. I think they're the best team and have the best chance of coming out of the American League.
The only team, like, obviously we're talking about the Yankees earlier. The only team that I would play with the Yankees is Minnesota or Cleveland. Anybody else, I would take the other side. Houston, Baltimore.
I agree.
I'd go after them. Because the Yankees always beat Minnesota, George. We know that. It's just
well, they own
Minnesota. Matter.
Steinbrenner owns the Yankees and the Twins. We just don't know that.
Yes.
It's
got nothing to do with it. Just it is. Change the manager, the players, the uniforms, the stadiums. It doesn't make a difference. The Yankees will always beat the Twins. Cleveland's been a little bit more hit or miss. They most of the time beat him, but Cleveland's caught him a few times in the playoffs before. But at the end of the day, they'd probably beat him. But Baltimore and Houston, I would probably take those teams over the Yankees, George. That's just me.
I agree.
But the Yankees are favorites. They're favorites.
The Yankees remind me, and in the playoffs, by the way, they're not going to pitch the Judge. All right? It's going to be anybody but Judge.
No
right?
shot.
A lot of these teams are pitching to him now because they're out of it and they don't care. You know, who cares if Judge hits a home run? He's up now, by the way. But in the playoffs, no. It'll be, okay, Stanton beats me, fine. Austin Wells beats me, fine. But they're not going to let Judge beat them. So it won't be the same thing here. I agree. No. Like I said, I think Baltimore has a lot of issues as well. You know, that pitching staff is, I mean, it's Burns. I know they got Zach Eflin back. And after that, prayers. There's no one else. So I don't think they're there. Maybe they won't hit in the playoffs either like they did last year. I think it's almost Houston by default.
Yeah, it is almost Houston by default. That's for sure. What Matias just texted me. What'd you hit, Matias? A +800 dog on the UFC tonight?
No, I didn't hit it. I did not hit it. I wish I would have. The biggest dog in Dana White Contender Series history just hit. Biggest upset ever. +800 it closed at. First round knockout.
How about that? Unbelievable. All right, we got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, George in for Joe. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.